This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Metro Denver is returning to normal. Runways are open at DIA. I-70 between Denver and Lyman has reopened. RTD rail lines are slowly returning to service, but buses are still sidelined and many Eastern Plains highways remain closed. The state Supreme Court has sided with Republicans and ruled that a tactic to use computers to speed up the reading of a bill is unconstitutional. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Legislative rules allow for any state lawmaker to request that a bill lined up for a vote be read at length. The state Supreme Court said Democrats crossed a legal line when they set up a bank of five computers to read a bill at unintelligible speeds. Colorado's highest court says because of the separation of powers, it would not tell the legislature how to comply with the requirement. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland is the first Native American to lead a cabinet department. The Senate confirmed the Democrat as Interior Secretary today. Haaland is also the first indigenous person to lead the federal agency that oversees tribes in the U.S. She will also manage national parks and determine issues such as energy development on public lands. It's 50 in Pueblo, 52 degrees in Grand Junction, 36 in Vail and Colorado Springs, 37 in Denver. This is CPR News.